Dan Bernstein here from my friends at Aloha Restoration. Record rains and storms to start spring here, and every other person I talk to is dealing with a flooded basement. Some service companies just tear out the damage, and you have to hire another company to restore it. Aloha Restoration will take your flooded basement from ruined to restored. Speaking from personal experience, Aloha was with me from start to finish, restored my water damage, made my home look as good as new. Aloha is the proud winner of the Better Business Bureau's 2018 Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics. Aloha Restoration, 847-865-5664, 847-865-5664.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with TheHomeLoanExpert.com. It's already May and summer is right around the corner. Homes are selling fast, and if you haven't found your dream home, just wait. Listings are coming onto market daily. But you better be prepared because they're selling fast. Get a leg up on your competition and get pre-approved in 5 minutes at TheHomeLoanExpert.com, where you'll get lower rates, more loan programs, and customer service that no one can match. TheHomeLoanExpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, what do we got here? Save money on car insurance when you rental home auto with Progressive. Save money on car insurance. You ready? Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. That sounded pretty good, don't you think? I could do it one more time, but I think that's... What do you say? Nailed it, right? Nailed it.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Ass kicking chicken.
The Grand Bigs.
Bigs time.
Bigs.
With Molly and Haw.
Bigs time.
The Bigs Report.
With Brad Bigs.
Bigs time.
Bigsy.
His name is Brad Bigs.
Brad Bigs talks football with you.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always a joy to talk to our guy Brad Biggs. He joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Biggsy, of course, is the football man from the Chicago Tribune, longtime contributor to this program, and a dear friend of, I guess, both of ours, although much closer to me. Biggsy!
Hey, Brad.
What's going on, guys?
I think we should just talk in kind of silence and maybe lower our tones because the kickers could be working out. I laughed aloud at the at that idea that Matt Nagy's trying to put pressure on the kickers by giving them the silent treatment.
The Augusta silence, and it is a tradition like any other.
Well, yeah, and they didn't cell phones from practice yesterday, though, guys. So. That was a fortunate thing, I guess, for those of us that were there to watch. But yeah, just looking for different ways to maybe make those guys a little uncomfortable as they face enormous pressure of their own trying to win a job. And you talk about the pressure that a kicker is going to face in a game when he's trying to make a kick, especially late in the fourth quarter with the ball game on the line. I think those guys are probably feeling an enormous amount of pressure as it is right now without the quick situations in practice where they rush the field goal unit on the field and they attempt a kick, because it's a livelihood for these guys, and it's an opportunity. You win one of those 32 jobs in the NFL and perform at a solid level, that's like winning the lottery. I think you've got a job, you got an opportunity to make a living, you got an opportunity to set yourself up for the future. So that's obviously a huge storyline for this team as they head into minicamp next week, which will conclude the off-season program, and will continue to be a major story when they get to Bourbonnais late in July.
Speaking of guys who might be at Bourbonnais and might not be active at Bourbonnais, Trey Burton's name came up yesterday. Matt Nagy clarified the timetable with his surgery. What did you hear, and how did you interpret it, Brad?
Well, I think felt that maybe he misspoke when he originally shared information about the sports hernia surgery for Trey Burton, that it had been a couple months ago, more like a couple weeks ago or a month ago. So I would think that could potentially make it more difficult for him to be ready at the start of training camp, although Nagy said he wasn't changing his timeline for that, that they were hopeful he would be ready when they get to Bourbonnais. Listen, if he misses 10 days in Bourbonnais, is that a big deal? I don't think so. Not in my opinion. You certainly want him back available sooner rather than later, and they have done a very nice job of handling player health, and that was a big part of their success a year ago, and I think it's something that's helped them out this offseason because they've had such a high percentage of participation because the guys are healthy.
All right, Bigsy, hold on a second. We got to clean up that phone line because he's telling us some good stuff, and unfortunately, we're not getting all of it. And Peoria Matt checks in and said, how did Bigsy get Anzi's phone? That's great.
Is he in Mexico with him?
Yeah, that's very funny.
That would be a funny trip.
But let me ask you, David, while we clean up that phone line, what is your read on this idea that Trey Burton had this surgery much more?
Well, I don't know the exact date that he had it, but I think what yesterday did serve a purpose is that we should not maybe expect him to be ready at training camp.
Right. Bigsy is back. Bigsy, I guess what I'm driving at is I felt, and we had a conversation that morning, I believe, that the surgery came out. I felt like, oh, that's too bad because a lot of people were suspicious of the locked groin injury, and it turns out it was this serious thing. It might not even be related to that now if it was that far after the fact, right?
Yeah, I don't know what to think. I still think that the injury that occurred right before the playoff game that forced him to miss the Eagles game is still a little bit fuzzy to me, I think is the word I would use. He wasn't on the injury report all week, and that is what it is. Could it be related? I certainly think it could be. Is it definitely related? I've got no idea. I just know that they paid him a good deal of money to be a big part of their offense. He had some very productive games for them this past season, and I think they're hoping that Trey Burton can be a bigger piece in the passing game this coming season.
So Matt Nagy also talked about Mitch Trubisky. I loved what Aaron Rodgers had to say about the NFC North quarterbacks, the other quarterbacks chugging beer and doing it better than he does. And finally, they found something they can do better than him. I thought that was very well played by Aaron Rodgers.
I don't think when Rodgers slugged that beer at the basketball game, I don't think Rodgers was viewing it as a competition, or it had been declared a competition at that point. Perhaps with a little more heads up, he could have put that beer down in a more spirited manner, if you will. But yeah, I thought what Rodgers said was amusing, and fortunately, before long, we'll be able to talk about NFC North quarterbacks and all NFL quarterbacks in terms of what they can do on the field with the beer left for those in the stands.
Nagy sounded proud, though.
Yeah, well, I think that's the kind of guy Nagy is. You know, Nagy's the kind of guy who you'd think he probably had a few of those himself when he was at Augusta, right?
I got to tell you, I know that I have been accused of there's a lot of, what would you call, ethnic profiling going on around here. I haven't been a beer drinker in a very long time, but you know, I've watched that hot dog competition. That seems like a party trick. Like you can swallow a hot dog and eat 50 of them, you know, Kobayashi, whatever the guy's name is.
Yeah.
Joey Chestnut. Is that just a party trick that you can swallow that thing whole?
That's
a
trick.
But is that how chugging works? Isn't it the same? Like you open your throat up and you, I don't think there's a skill. It's more of a party trick, right? And who wants to consume anything in that fashion? It just seems insane.
I think the younger crowd out there finds that amusing. I don't know. That's not how I drink a beer these days.
I know. I kind of prefer your method, Brad. You kind of two-fisted. You know, both your hands are full. You're efficient.
He's not sucking them down.
I know. He's efficient.
I just think you're supposed to kind of enjoy it, And the idea that, that equates this form of gluttony party trick with manliness is bizarre to me.
It's a little bizarre. It's a little bizarre. Back to football, Brad. Cordero Patterson was the guy that Matt Nagy told us yesterday kind of slipped. That he's the new Trojan. That's the position he's going to play. He was spotted throwing passes yesterday, too, I hear.
Yeah, Cordero Patterson's a guy that they're going to use in a lot of different ways. But I think, and I talked to him a little bit yesterday, I think, you know, the more you talk about Cordero Patterson lining up as a running back or you know, getting the ball in motion on offense, I think you're losing sight of the big picture here, which is the Bears' kickoff return game has been poor not just last year. They've had a string of seasons where it hasn't been very good, and they have added one of the very best in the league at that skill, which is still a skill because they haven't completely legislated the kickoff out of the game yet. And Cordero Patterson is one of the rare guys who has been able to remain an elite return man for an extended period of time. That's what made Devin Hester the greatest to ever be at that position. He was able to do it for a long time. You look at some of these other guys who have been dynamic, fantastic return men, and it's a very short shelf life for those guys. It's like three seasons, four seasons, and then they disappear. They're gone. Poof. Dante Hall with the Kansas City Chiefs. Remember him, guys?
Yep.
Real short shelf life in terms of how he was dynamic. And Patterson is going into year six, year seven, and still is one of the best. He's got elite speed. He's got size, and he's got strength. Those are three things that you don't see often combined in one kickoff returner. He's also got a little bit of shake, and one of the things that I think the Bears feel about him is he's the kind of guy on a kickoff return that can go through the smoke. And when they talk about going through the smoke, they relate it to a NASCAR race where there's, you know, maybe some cars are coming together, there's a little smoke, it looks dangerous, you're not sure what's going to happen. He's the car that gets through that and is gone. And so I think when I think about Patterson, I think about the dimension he gives them on special teams in an area where they desperately needed some improvement, because they've got a lot of different guys that can do a lot of different things for him at wide receiver, and he's going to get an opportunity to do some of that stuff. But I go back to why'd they go out and get this guy. They got him to solve what's been an issue for them that predates the arrival of Matt Nagy.
He could impact the game without taking an offensive snap.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's about putting points on the board. It's about field position. Cordero Patterson has enough talent as a kickoff returner to affect that play without touching the ball, like we used to see with Devin Hester when teams would try different things with their kickoff to negate him. Does that mean more touchbacks? Quite possibly. Does that mean teams trying to kick away from him? Perhaps. I just think he is going to really help them out in an area where they've had need.
I know one of your favorite subjects, Brad, has been this Bears all-time list, and the new Bears all-time offense came out yesterday, and David's still smarting that Jeff George wasn't picked at quarterback.
But that's his guy. It's Kouses. Yeah.
They went to see Santa together. It's unbelievable.
I love my Hoosier quarterbacks.
But Jimbo Covert made it a tackle, which is interesting. And
great
and
player.
Unbelievable player. Just the length of career has always been the concern with him. And Mike Ditka, of course, at tight end. They may be the only ones on that list that are going to attend. David Harlan Hill and Ken Kavanaugh. Did Ken Kavanaugh write One Flew Over the Cuckoo's? No, that was Ken Kesey. Never mind. But it's hard to put these lists together. I know yours is still ongoing. What should people expect from this Bears convention or whatever they're calling it, the 100-year celebration this weekend? I know you'll be attending, and certainly there'll be a lot of – I think it's fascinating, the idea of Virginia McCaskey being on a panel. But what you've looked at all this stuff. Is there any highlight to it that you can see?
You know – I think it's going to be an opportunity for Bears fans to kind of get in one place and just be able to celebrate the, you know, the franchise that brings a lot to their fall weekends.
Right.
You know, I mean, there's people that are really invested in the Bears and the success of the team, and they're invested with disposable income, with their time. And there's passion for this organization, and so I think it's an opportunity for those people to kind of come together and really celebrate, and perhaps, you know, hear some stories that either they had read about or maybe they hadn't heard about from before, from some of these panels that they're going to have. I think there will be some unique storytelling aspects to it. And one of the cool things I think about these panels is some of them are bringing together players from different eras. So they're to see kind of their interaction and how they relate with one another will be interesting, because I've always found that kind of cool when you have a guy that played football in a different era and he's around a modern player, and if he could just kind of sit there and be that fly on the wall and just kind of absorb the conversation that they're having, those are often pretty cool experiences.
No doubt about it. Great stuff. Bigsy, thank you so much. Really appreciate your
Thanks,
time.
Thanks, Brad. Good stuff.
Have a great day, guys.
That is our guy, Brad Biggs. He, of course, the Tribune football man. We're going to have Dan and Connor. They'll be here, and we'll get a chance to chat with them a little bit next. It's Mully and Haw on The Score.
Listen to every Cubs game here on 670 The Score.
Ryan drives one in the air deep center field. Back goes Mariznick. Back to the center field fence. That ball is gone. Home run, Chris Bryant.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the Chicago Cubs, a radio.com sports station.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. McNeil and Parkins. Afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
A record-setting Jeopardy contestant, James Holzhauer, you've agreed to play Jeopardy against two contestants, our executive producer, Nick Shepkowski, and Chris Kampka.
James, who are the Colts?
James, who is Plaxico Burress?
James, who is Cal Ripken Jr.?
James, what is November 2nd, 2016?
James, who is George Washington?
James, who is Abe Lincoln?
James, who is Lyndon Johnson?
James, who is J.K. Rowling?
James, who is Tom Clancy?
James, who is
James, congratulations on your win in the first ever McNeil and Parkins Show Jeopardy.
Hey, thanks for putting some non-sports categories in there so I had a chance.
Yeah, no problem, man. Well, James, we appreciate you coming on and putting up with our shenanigans, and I know you've been turning down a lot of media requests, so we appreciate you choosing The Score to talk a little bit.
Okay, thank you for having me. This was fun.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Do one thing to protect the environment. It all starts with just one thing. June is World Oceans Month. Remember to always cut up plastic six-pack rings. Better yet, reduce your use of disposable plastic so it doesn't end up in our ocean. If you're planning a trip to the beach, make sure you use sunscreen that's labeled reef-friendly or reef-safe. All of these steps will help protect marine wildlife and keep our oceans beautiful. It all starts with one thing. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Welcome to the Taz Show with multi-time pro wrestling champion, celebrated color commentator, award-winning podcaster, and morning show host on CBS Sports Radio.
This is Taz, and we like it all in the world of sports entertainment, wrestling, and beyond, with special guests and more. Listen anytime on demand at radio.com. This show will always rock you to the core with strong opinions from yours truly. It's body slamming excitement, I promise you. Download and subscribe to The Taz Show on the new radio.com app.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to